In the first four lessons, we learned about the called out people, the head of the church, the uniqueness of the church, and the relationships of the church. In this lesson, we're going to look at the second C in the word church. Everything that we see today belongs to someone. Every phone you see belongs to someone, every car, every house, every business, every restaurant, everything. So who does the church belong to? The answer is Jesus Christ. I have 4 points to prove the church is Christ. Point number one is the church is Christ because he planned for it from eternity. Ephesians 3:10 and 11 says that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. This passage shows us that the church was a part of the eternal plan of Christ. Before the world was ever created, he already had a plan to establish the church. This makes it clear that the church belongs to Christ. Point number two is the church is Christ because he promised to establish it. In the first sermons that Jesus preached, he said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." We saw in an earlier lesson that the kingdom and the church are the same thing. So Jesus came, and very early in his ministry, he was promising the church. Jesus says in Matthew 16:18, "On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." The people who heard Jesus preach must have been so excited because they had been waiting for centuries for the church to come. The church had come, and they knew it was Christ. Point number three is the church is Christ because he purchased it. When you buy something, it usually belongs to you then, right? In Acts 20:28, we see who bought the church. "Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood." Christ made the ultimate sacrifice and paid the ultimate price. The Bible says that we were bought at a price in 1 Corinthians 6:20, and that the price was the precious blood of Christ in 1 Peter 1:19. No one else did or even could have purchased the church. Only Christ did and could. It belongs to him. Point number four is the church is Christ and must wear his name. The church was built by Christ, so it must wear the name of its builder. The church was purchased by Christ, so it must wear the name of its owner. The church is married to Christ, so it must wear the name of its bridegroom. That's why one of the designations for the church in the New Testament is Church of Christ. That name is not like a title. It is actually a mark of ownership, indicating to whom the church belongs. The church belongs to Christ, so shouldn't it wear his name? So we can see that the church does not belong to any man or any group of men. The church belongs to Christ because he planned it, promised it, and purchased it. In the final lesson, we will learn more about Jesus' church.